I don't wanna be the girl who laughs the loudest, or the girl who never wants to be alone.
I don't wanna be the Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. No matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in. If you missed any part of today's show, you can listen to it as a podcast, which you can find on asgoeswisconsin.com or wherever you find podcasts. So I'm very excited. We usually have your co-founder here, but this is the first time that co-founder of Milwaukee Record, Tyler Moss, is joining us. And he is also the creator of Dry January's NA Day Beverage Festival, which is happening this Saturday at the Cooperage. Welcome to the show, Tyler.
Yeah, thanks a lot. If you want, I could actually get the aforementioned Matt. He could walk in here too if you feel lost without him here.
No,
I did not realize this to be live streamed, so I apologize to all of your viewers for looking at all this, but
they're used to us.
I would have done anything different.
This is, you know, it's live radio, so it's like the expectation. We really haven't changed our outfits, even though we are technically can be seen by people. We still dress as though we are doing radio every day, and so you're right at home. I went last year, and it was excellent.
Yeah, I met you that day, actually.
That was the first day that we finally met. There you go, year anniversary coming up, and it was excellent. And I'm kind of surprised more things like this don't exist, because it does feel like there's a growing amount of people who I think are trying to drink less. But also, as you've pointed out, there's so many companies that are doing such interesting things that taste really good that are also still non-alcoholic. And so take me back to last year when you, especially coming out of, we're still kind of in COVID, like there was spiking last year, and part of your guys' business on top of writing very funny articles on MilwaukeeRecord.com is doing events. And so this was kind of one of your guys' first events back, wasn't it? Coming out of COVID?
We kind of had, like a lot of other people, like late summer into like early fall. And then right around the holidays, everything stopped. And then it's like, well, I think we'll try this anyway. And last year it was, you had to wear a mask the whole time. It won't be that way this year. But it was, I was actually really shocked and very happy that like we had over 100 people there still over the course of the day. And it's not like the usual show where there's like, you know, I'd say literally hundreds of like people in a lot of instances that are waiting for like the headliner. It's like you can roll in right away when it opens at noon and you could just have a lap and then leave, or you could hang for a few hours if you want to, or you could show up at the end. And so even though it was 100, I feel like there were only about 30 to 40 people at any like at any given time. And we're expecting more this year, obviously. I think I'm shooting for about 300 to 400 people.
Nice.
But once again, it'll be spread and staggered throughout the day.
And so were you doing Dry January last year? Is that kind of where this started?
No, I think, as you mentioned, I'm just attempting to, like a lot of us, just maybe you want to drink less, or if you just want to like investigate it, whether it's for the month itself or for just a lifestyle change. If you're like, okay, I think I've had enough of like the Wisconsin lifestyle of like, you know, being out all the time. And or if you just want something, if you're at a barbecue and you're like, well, I should probably get ready to leave. I have to drive home eventually. So maybe the last hour or two, I'm just going to move over to like the NA version of River West Stein opposed to the original one. And I would say, like, for me selfishly too, it was just, I noticed that there was just this rapid expansion and the rapid improvement of this, I'd say oftentimes overlooked, market sector, I guess. And there's a lot of really good stuff that is also being made locally and on the macro level as well. And so it was a reason for me to investigate. And then I was really happy when I wasn't alone and wanted to learn more about this.
And so where did you start? Because obviously, I think we talked a little bit with Chris Drosner last time he was on, as people, you know, trying to support breweries in the slow months, and that there's more and more breweries who are doing NA beers. Mm-hmm. One of which, as you said, Lakefront does their NA Stein, which is very good. And so did you start, as you researched for vendors to be there last year or even this year, what did it all start with, like local, both with Milwaukee and or Wisconsin companies that had like options?
Actually, it did not. It began with a local thing that represents a lot of different, like, you know, breweries and like distilleries and stuff. But yeah, Beechwood, are based in New Berlin, and you can now find their products in the Pfizer form. I got really hooked on this, the Lagunitas Hop Refresher stuff. We always have it at our office. You've actually maybe had it. And then also Liquid Death, that's another one of their products. And I'm like, this is a really good place to start. Well, they represent those, it's a whole thing. But yeah, locally, if you're buying their brands at a grocery store or at a bar or whatever, like they're funneling it through them. They're the representatives of these. So I ran it by them and I was like, would you sponsor this thing? Because it's like the beer festival vibe where you're out there and you're mingling, you're like you're having samples and you're hanging out, but it just works out that you're able to drive home at the end of it.
Yes.
So I asked if they wanted to be involved and then they said yes. And they helped like make it work financially as well by having some logos on the posters and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then I looked locally to fill it out. I wanted to, I knew that Lakefront a few months earlier last year, they unveiled the NA Stein. And then this year they actually recently launched a few things, the East Side Dark and the Extended Play IPA. And so they've expanded their NA arsenal like a bunch as well. And then there are things like Sprecher that they've existed for more than 35 years, but they make this award-winning soda. There's Solbrook. I almost said hard kombucha. No, not hard kombucha, soft kombucha. And then also Great Lakes, they just did it's like a gin adjacent thing. It's a Sands, I think, botanical spirit is the name of it. So yeah, I looked locally. Once we had sort of the knowledge, we had a lot of the macro brands involved and a few local brands. Then I hyper-localized it and I attempted to fill in some things. We had a CBD retailer, which we'll have actually two this year. So there'll be CBD Delta 8 and I think Delta 9 available as well to sample and to purchase. So yeah, I forget what you asked me initially.
Okay.
I'm going to stop speaking, let you ask me another thing if you'd like.
So we're talking to Tyler Moss, who's the co-founder of Milwaukee Record and creator of NA Day Dry January Beverage Festival happening this Saturday at the Cooperage. You can still buy tickets at cooperagemke.com and it's 12 to 4?
Yep.
12 to 4. And so beer, have you found, because I know that there's all the main types of alcohol that we drink, beer, wine, liquor, there are replacements or NA versions of all of them. And so obviously we've already listed some of the beer, the non-alcoholic beers that are going to be there. You said soft kombucha. Do you have any wine or fake liquor?
Yeah, there is a wine place called Yours. And it's just the spelling of Yours. I think they're out of Chicago. There is a mocktail line that I think is a Wisconsin-based one. There is a thing called System Seltzer, which they were there last year under another name, but that's an NA seltzer. They also have alcoholic seltzer, but I said it has to be NA only. There's, as I mentioned before, the Hop Refresher, that sort of stuff. There's a few that have launched in the meantime that are a lot like that. One from a thing called Fair State. There are some energy drinks, Zoa, which is one that's owned by The Rock. I don't think he'll be there.
Bummer.
He might be though. Who knows?
he seems like possible. A very supportive person, you know, doesn't want to come to Wisconsin in January?
Liquid Death. They're involved again. We have some, local tonics as well. Top Note. I think I said Soul Brew already. They're going to be back. And, it's just like a lot of different stuff. It's not just the old duels or the sharps that's in the back of the bar that they had to dust off before handing it to you that they've had since 1993.
Tyler, have you tried any of the non-alcoholic wines? Because I have checked some out on my own, and at least in my experience, that seems to be the most challenging thing. The beer makers seem to have it down. Even some of the distillers with these mocktails seem to have it down. But I don't know that the wine people are quite there yet.
That one, I can't really speak to that. I'm not that much of a wine drinker. As you might know from what you're seeing here in my image, I'm mostly a beer guy. The NA Spirits, that I feel like that's a really good thing. You could either have it be a 100% NA cocktail, or you could mix it in with some other liquors and just have it be a lower or like a little bit healthier of an option too, and a slightly less alcoholic option too. But the wine, yeah, I'm not sure about that. I would imagine yours has it handled, and all the others you have had, they probably don't. But yours, which will be at NA Day, I am sure they have it dialed in.
I will report back. Because I am planning on going, so we will. I will report back and see.
Do reconnaissance for me.
The non-alcoholic wine was
excellent.
So, Tad, what was some of the feedback from last year? Because this feels like one of those events that once it's been created, feels very obvious, especially in this time of year. But were there a lot of people who were? Because I know having some sober friends who are able to stay sober in Milwaukee, which I don't think is always the easiest thing to do and still have a social life. And so creating an environment that was fun in the winter, you could socialize and not necessarily feel like you had pressure to drink. Did you get a lot of positive feedback from that?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of people who were like, I'm really happy that this exists. And I feel kind of heard and seen and acknowledged for the first time. And also, like, in order to make these larger scale events work, oftentimes you have to have a logo of a brewery or a local, like, you know, liquor maker or something like that. And just to know, like, you are able to have a larger scale event that's not just entirely dependent on the alcohol sales. I think that's a nice thing. And then other people, like, I took a month off last year. I think the month of August off of alcohol entirely. And I already knew what I wanted to buy and what I need to stock up on. And so it's a thing, if you either want to level off or if a relative or a friend will be at a gathering you're having, like, you're not just like, well, here's the first thing I saw. It's like, I had this, I have an experience with this now and a relationship to it. And so I think it's letting people, even if they're not ready or they don't want to make a lifelong, I will never be drinking again sort of thing, because I'm very much one of those people where I will take a week or two off, but I have no intentions of not having a beer at certain things. It's a thing where I feel like you're just expanding your breadth of knowledge with what's out there.
Well, and it's also interesting because, as I said in our last segment, one of my, for lack of a better term, coping mechanisms to get through Dry January is our fridge is just stocked with like LaCroix, bubble water, all of those different flavored waters. Because it is interesting the psychology of not wanting just water. Like, I'm choosing not to drink a beer or wine or a cocktail, but wanting to still have the experience of drinking a drink. And so making, I said, my little recipe, at home recipe, is some kind of soda, fizzy water with a lime and a little bit of bitters. So it kind of, but you put it in a fancy glass and it feels like a cocktail. And for some reason, you trick your brain into fulfilling that craving versus just pouring out of the Brita a glass of water. And it's basically the same nutritional thing happening in your body, but it's just the flavors of some of these drinks and the ability to still enjoy and kind of feel like that same, I don't know, am I explaining that well as far as like kind of tricking your brain into like, you're involved, you're doing the
effervescence
thing,
that you have, or the scent or whatever. It's just like, or the approximation of something, where there are some things that are literally it's a one-to-one in regard to the flavor. But you just don't happen to be intoxicated if you have a bunch of them. So there are, I think it's, that's enough, like for a lot of people, if they either want to make a lifelong change or if it's just, I want to drink a little bit less in January. I'm not drinking unless there's a Packers game or I'm at a show or, like I'm hanging out with friends or whatever. But, yeah, it's just all about, it's not, I feel like we have no message. It's not like it's wrong to drink. You shouldn't drink. It's like, there's a lot more stuff out there than there used to be. And it is it's a great thing. I don't know.
Good,
I just like that we're allowing more and more people into this world, you know?
Absolutely. All right, Tyler Moss, thank you so much for your debut on As Goes Wisconsin. I will see you Saturday. We will link all of the information.
If I'm on again, I'll make sure to dress up better. And
perfect.
I'll see you on Saturday.
All right, see you Saturday, Tyler. Stick with us. We got one more segment. This is As Goes Wisconsin.